Idaho Rivers United, a member of the consortium of organizations threatening to sue the state over steelhead season, is backing away from the possible litigation. Matt Gillum explains.
Earlier this fall, the Idaho Fish and Game Commission voted to curtail steelhead season on December 8th. They made that decision in light of being threatened with a lawsuit by a panoply of conservation groups. The organizations say steelhead, which are federally protected, are so threatened that even catch-and-release fishing is hazardous. The group sent a notice of intent to sue the state, citing Idaho's incidental take permit lapsing in 2010. Rather than fight a costly legal battle, the Fish and Game Commission voted to shut down the entire season. Soon after the state received the threat of a lawsuit, the agency that handles incidental take permits, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Organization, released a draft permitting plan that could bring Idaho back into compliance with the law.
For my organization, the real focus is this plan. Now that we have a plan, there's no reason to be, you know, threatening to sue Idaho.
Kevin Lewis is the executive director of Idaho Rivers United. With the ball rolling on the draft plan, Lewis thinks there's no avenue for the proposed lawsuit. Once a comment period wraps up later this month, NOAA will issue a biological opinion.
Basically, the rationale that says this plan's not going to jeopardize the species. Then the plan is approved and everything's fine.
While Idaho Rivers United pulls out of the suit, there's no indication other organizations are backing down. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.